I will be doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.
It's a Netball Show with Mizuno, and the great news is there's a brand new Sporty Sally Nerns Netball book. It's been written by Tracy Lawrence and Kerry Hursley, and the idea of the Mintridge Foundation as well. Tracy and Kerry and Alex from Mintridge join us now to tell us more. First of all, let's speak to you, Tracy. Was this your idea?
It's something that came out of a little brainchild, really, between Kerry and I. I work with children that struggle with mental health or well-being, and Mintridge was absolutely perfect. We spotted each other on LinkedIn, I think, didn't we, Alex? And I totally bought into their vision and their aims. And it was a chat that was between two people over a message, really.
The best way.
Exactly.
And you've done a lot of wonderful books in the past as well, but it's your first netball book.
It is. And again, during conversation we'd said, when I was teaching at primary school, netball was a massive passion of mine. And we built a team from literally a couple of children with quite a negative attitude towards netball to about 60 of us all. And in a small primary school of about 200, that was massive. And funnily enough, Kerry's nephew, we didn't know each other at the time, was on my team. So it's a very small world, and netball's very dear to my heart. So I jumped at the chance of doing this as our first book.
Alex, this seems perfect for Mintridge as well, given the fact that we've got that wonderful set of ambassadors.
Yes, I mean, we've spoken on the podcast before about just how popular netball is within the Mintridge Foundation. And when we first started discussing this incredible idea, the fact that we could really promote women's and girls' sports with the mental health angle, everything just fits so, so well. And like you say, our three netball ambassadors, we might be biased, but they're pretty special. So to have them in the book as well, will just add that extra bit of stardust for everybody.
Kerry, tell me a bit about the actual process and from the initial idea to where we are now.
Yeah, so it usually starts off with when we're working with charities such as Mintridge Foundation. It's a great process, and Alex has been fantastic at giving us feedback and being a full part of it. So we'll start to write out the book. We have an illustrator who is based up in Liverpool called Sean Webster. He's illustrated majority of our books. So we get the concept down. We try to, for example, with the ambassadors, we ensure that they're mentioned in the book as well. So it's got that kind of connection for anybody that's reading it, and that they can be supportive of the ambassadors as well as part of Mintridge Foundation. Send that across to Alex and just make any tweaks that we need. And Sean gets his illustrations back to us as well. And it all starts to come to life, really. But it's a fantastic process. And I think for girls and boys reading through to the book, it just gives you a really good team spirit. Talks a lot about the grit and determination that's needed to keep going, and the resilience as well, but also the values of team sports, such as the support that you get, the camaraderie that you get, the friendships that you get. So it's great to be a part of it.
Yeah, definitely that sports and friends and that fun element was evident when I had a look through it as well. Alex, what was it like when energetic Ebony, PE, Pamela and Get Up and Go Georgia saw their new illustrations?
They loved it. And I think that's what's really important to us. We're always trying to create visibility of our ambassadors and make them relatable. So to actually have them in cartoon form in a book that can be left in schools once we've delivered our programmes is fantastic. And I think energetic Ebony particularly was excited by her name, let alone her cartoon. So they've all loved it and are really on board with it. And are constantly looking at ways to build the charity. And then this is just another fantastic way that we're able to do that. So P, Pamela and Get Up and Go Georgia are fully behind it as well. So we're really grateful for
we've
that.
We've already seen Georgia's tweet as well, which is really nice. And it's just it goes without saying, but having the ambassadors on board for things like this, it makes it all the difference.
Oh, exactly. They have got such followings, particularly, as you say, on social media, that will just allow us to create awareness of our programmes and now the book as well. So we are very particular with the ambassadors that we choose, and what they've done just from the launch of the book has showcased why we have them and why they're on board.
Tracy, how soon is it out? Is it available now?
Pre-order will be available, and it should be out within the month. So we're currently very excited to be awaiting our proof copy. In fact, excitement doesn't cover it. I think both Alex and I cannot wait to see it actually in print and hold our very own copy.
I think to be able to actually touch it when we've been going back and forward for so long with different PDFs and so on, it will be great to have it there with us.
Absolutely.
Alex, the plan is to supply these into schools and maybe places of education as well. So how's that going to work?
Yes, so we're currently we're looking at getting sponsorship for the books as well, so that we can present them to different schools across the UK. But we also want to be able to include them in the programmes that we deliver, whether that's virtually at the moment due to COVID or when we're actually visiting the schools with our netball ambassadors, as well as mentees, students, supporters, and just members of the public are able to enjoy this incredible book as well. So there'll be lots of different opportunities and different ways to get your hands on this book, which we're working towards, as Tracy said, towards the end of this month.
And not just netball, but I see that these virtual sessions with your ambassadors are still working really well in this time.
Yes, they are. I mean, we're so grateful that we had had the virtual programmes going on before COVID anyway, so that we didn't have to start completely afresh when this new normal kicked in. I hate new normal. I keep saying it and I keep repeating it, so I need to think of a new way to say that. We were always a little reluctant to push that element of it, but we've just seen how these athletes can still impact young people through the virtual means. And it's been the only way we've been able to deliver our programmes in the last few months, and it's been fantastic. And actually, in a lot of cases, we've found that, particularly when we're talking about mental health or various topics such as that, it's allowed young people and our ambassadors actually to receive it and in the way that they want to. They can hide behind a camera, they can receive the information in the way that suits them and suits how they want it to be delivered. So we were very reluctant, as I said, but we've been so overwhelmed with just how positive the reaction and the impact has been.
And Tracy and Kerry, if this goes to plan, will you be making a second version? Hope so.
Yeah, definitely. I think Alex touched on it there. The idea is to really go to full circle. So one is to obviously get this book out into schools and to really raise the profile of netball and all that sport brings to sports within primary schools, but then proceeds from the book will go back into the Mintridge Foundation as well. So, this is just the start, really. We've had such a great working relationship with Alex, and we really stand by the values that obviously the Mintridge Foundation is working towards and working by. So that's definitely sits with us as well. So we can't wait for, who knows, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where do you want to go with that, Alex?
God, don't give me ideas. I'll be pestering you for 10 books.
Bring it on.
Oh, we got an exclusive already. Fantastic. Alex, just the Mintridge Foundation on Twitter to support this. Maybe if people have heard this and want to make a donation towards that and find out more about this great Sporty Sally Learns Netball book.
Yes, it's on all our social media channels at the moment, about particularly if businesses want to be involved in the sponsorship. And as Tracy and Kerry have just said, there'll be more information over the next couple of weeks regarding pre-orders. So very exciting time.
I'm doing my very best each day to get the best out of those around me, and I take great pride in leading this country.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. Is something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact.
I'd like to think that I'm a vital part of this team, but I'm not the team, and I understand that.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped England Netball take our message to new audiences.